the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You know, as we go through the church calendar year after year, we read continually of the encounters between our Lord Jesus Christ and His disciples. If we listen to these familiar passages from the Gospels and Epistles as though they are but historical reminiscences, or even worse, folklore, we will fail to see and experience the immediacy, the vibrancy of their message from our Lord to you and me. We have to look beyond the specific circumstances and even the people who were involved in these events with the Lord. We must do this because these accounts in the earthly life of our Lord Jesus and His disciples, particularly His apostles, are alive, and they reveal to us the realities of what our lives are meant to be, can be, and must be when in communion with the God-man, Jesus Christ. What He taught to His apostles through word and deed, often in miraculous fashion, was in no way meant to be for them alone. We read in His high priestly prayer in John 17, verse 20, "I do not pray for these alone," He's praying to God the Father, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in Me through their word." That would be you and I, among others. No, He had you and me in His mind as He revealed the reality of His kingdom to those of whom we read in the Scripture. Let us never forget that in His incarnation, He never ceased to be true God of true God, and as such, He is not bound by time and space. In a sense, we can see that His interaction and teaching to those who were physically with Him was intended not just for them, but was meant to speak to you and me of the one thing needful. He speaks through His people. Zoom has nothing on Him. This is why the deacon repeatedly says, "Let us attend," because we tend to not attend. The living God speaks to the inner person of the heart, but we must listen. We must engage Him. We must submit our wills to Him. We must be there with Him. So when we read or listen to these scripture readings, we must tune in to the message that God is proclaiming to us. A message which is just as vital and alive today as it was 2,000 years ago. We are not conducting a history lesson today. But instead we are contemplating our relationship with the One who is, the great I Am. He who was, is, and ever shall be. This consuming fire. That's what today is about. Today's epistle and gospel readings are a case in point. St. Paul writes to the church at Corinth saying, "Now is the day of salvation." This is where our focus must be. And then he recounts the difficulties of the apostolic ministry. In 2 Corinthians 6, today we read, I can find it, "But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, sleeplessness, fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things." What a marvelous passage. So St. Paul is giving a fairly exhaustive list of life circumstances which one could encounter and was encountered by the apostles. He is not complaining. He is not feeling sorry for himself. He is rejoicing in the power of deliverance from these sufferings given to himself and others. In accepting the cross that God had for him, instead of being defeated, he and those with him were exalted and delivered by God through all that they suffered, and it was for their salvation. And then we see in today's gospel, our beloved patron, St. Peter, and others had been up all night fishing and caught nothing, an experience that too many of us have known. And our Lord Jesus tells Peter to put out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch. And they caught so many fish that their boats began to sink. And Peter didn't believe in him. He didn't believe the Lord. He complained, you know, we've been fishing all night. We've caught nothing. We see Peter's response to the Lord after this, though, and it is one of repentance. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Because you didn't go to the right fishing hole? No, it wasn't about that. What was his sin? To doubt the Lord. To disbelieve that the Lord Jesus Christ could or would provide for their needs. To think that the Lord's direction to put out into the deep was foolish. As we continue to deal with this pandemic, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must work at having God's will before us, before all, God's will for us before all else. If he calls us to put out into the deep, we must trust him. To go beyond that with which we are comfortable will bring us closer to God and his kingdom if we entrust ourselves to him. I promise you that the entire world is being taken out of its comfort zone at this time. Many will wilt under the stress of this illness as well as the countless other challenges set before us because they will look to themselves instead of Christ for strength. He who is the master of this entire creation loves each and every one of us, and he will provide for us if we but trust him. He is working his will through all things, and he says to you and me, now is the day of salvation. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us trust and obey Christ our true God. Let us listen for his voice of comfort and direction as we face the many challenges of each and every day, just as St. Peter did. This challenge, this too shall pass, but you know what? There will be something else that will come along behind it to take its place. The issue that is always paramount is, do we put our trust and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ? Just as St. Peter, all the other apostles, and countless saints have since done, we must be wise, patient, and obedient to our bishops as well as our civil authorities, and above all, we must look to God in faith and love for deliverance, which is unto salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.